My name's Fiona Deans and I'm joined by the Deputy Chair of the Accounts Commission, Douglas Sinclair. And today we're going to be talking about the Best Value to Pathfinder report on East Ayrshire Council. Now, Douglas, if you can start off by telling me, what are the overall messages?
The overall message is that this is a council that's performing well. Levels of public satisfaction with some services like libraries, primary schools have risen. It's a council that's good at partnership working. The council, its partners, for example, the health board and the police, know what residents need, and they're making good, clear plans based on those needs. Having said that, there is still improvement, as you'd expect, because improvement's a continuous journey needed in some important areas like social services and planning, but the council is aware of that. It's also true to say that public satisfaction with a range of services which are important to the public, like road repairs, street cleansing and refuse collection, are not as good as they should be in terms of public satisfaction, but the council is aware of the need to improve and has plans in place so to do. Another positive is the fact that the chief executive and the senior management team provide very good management leadership to the council, but what the commission has said that leadership needs to be matched by stronger leadership on the political side. It's important that elected members set priorities and scrutinise the performance of officers and hold them to account.
Can you give a little bit more detail just about perhaps some of the areas where the council is doing particularly well? You mentioned there some of the services. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
The resident survey shows level of satisfaction such as libraries and primary schools, as I mentioned, they've risen. It's also true to say, and it's important because the council, like all councils, is the custodian of your money, our money, public money. It does manage its resources well, and it continues to develop its approach to making the best use of its three most important resources. That's money, its property, and its people.
There are a couple of new judgments in the report which we haven't seen before. This is something new to the Best Value 2 process. Can you tell me a bit about the two judgments that have been made about East Ayrshire Council?
The judgments you're referring to are firstly the direction and pace of travel of a council. How quickly is it actually improving? And secondly, we want to try and assess its prospects for further improvement. That's to say, how likely is the council to make further improvements in its services and the way in which it uses public money? We assessed East Ayrshire as improving well and was well placed to deliver future improvements. So these are positive assessments of the council's performance.
You talked there about being well placed to deliver future improvement. Can you tell me a little bit, perhaps, about what that judgment's actually based on? Why do you think it'll improve in the future?
Perhaps above all because the council has pretty sharp self-awareness of itself and where it needs to improve. And I think any organisation, if it has a desire to improve, needs to have that understanding of where it needs to improve in the first place. And we judged East Ayrshire as being a very self-aware council, that when they identify areas for improvement, they quickly develop an action plan to address the issue.
So what's going to happen now? Obviously, they've got this report to look at. What will happen now?
The council will consider our report and what actions it plans to take to address the issues highlighted. Some of these will be already included in its improvement plan, and the local audit inspection teams, that's to say the audit team which works on behalf of the Audit Scotland, the inspection teams, that's to say schools inspectorate or social work inspectorates, will continue to monitor the progress of recommendations. Also, it's fair to say the issues identified in our report will feed into what we call an assurance and improvement plan for the scrutiny of East Ayrshire. That's a plan that's put together for each council after a shared risk assessment. That's when Audit Scotland sit down with all the other inspectorates and inspection agencies and come to a view as to what are the big issues, the big potential risks in any council. And that will tell the council what audit and inspection it can expect over the next 3 years. What we're trying to do is to make inspection more proportionate, to relate the volume of inspection to the degree of risk that a council has. So a better performing council will have less risks and hence less inspection.